You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. The Village of Clifton will host Ohio Chautauqua from June 13th through the 17th. The event brings history to life for audiences. And to find out how that's done, we spoke with Clifton Village Mayor Alex Beery.
Ohio Chautauqua is a living history tour, which means it is actors slash scholars that explore history in a really unique way of performance art. So it's basically combines theater with the historical scholarship of getting into the character and figuring out who they are and what they're talking about and coming up with a really compelling story and then performing it on stage. And then there's an audience participation feature to the program after that, and they interact with the audience in character.
Tell us about the actors who bring these historic figures to life.
Well, they come from all over the country. Many of them are in academia. Some of them are professors that are off for the summer. Others do this full-time as a living. And the whole production is produced and created by the Ohio Humanities. And the Ohio Humanities is the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. So they have some backing to put this together, but they reach out to different host cities, towns and villages throughout Ohio, and either four or five. And then those towns or villages have to shoulder getting everything ready for the production, and then they bring in a big top tent, set it up on site, and produce the show. So it's an interesting combination kind of efforts to bring it all together.
You've got a lot of interesting famous people that you're focusing on this year, including Madame Curie and Mary Shelley, the author, and Theodore Roosevelt. Let's kind of go through the events and how this is all going to run.
So opening night is Madame Curie on June 13th, that's Tuesday, followed by Chief Cornstalk on Wednesday, June 14th, Theodore Roosevelt, Thursday, June 15th, Mary Shelley on Friday, June 16th, and then wrapping up the week with Diane Fossey on Saturday, June 17th. They'll be under a big top tent, like an old-timey circus tent, and this big top is huge. It seats 500 people, and it'll be set up just behind the schoolhouse in downtown Clifton off of Clay and 343. And the evening performances actually begin at 6:30. We have a live music that is a warm-up act for each of the performers. And what we do with the music is we try to tie it in to a theme. So we have a very interesting, eclectic group of musicians, everyone from the chief harpist of the Dayton Philharmonic to Bud Eagle Wolf, who will be playing Native American flute music on flutes that he makes himself. And that'll be for Chief Cornstalk on Wednesday.
And among all of this, you not only have the evening performances, but you've got programs for adults and programs for youth throughout the day. Tell people where they can get the full rundown on everything that's taking place.
Right. Well, for more information, you can visit villageofclifton.com, or you can visit the Ohio Humanities website, which is ohiohumanities.org. And the ohiohumanities.org website actually has the full program for Clifton, which includes both the daytime programs that you mentioned and the evening performances, as well as a wealth of material for anyone that wants to read into a little background on the characters or some of what the Ohio Humanities does in this production and in other productions.
Alex Beery is the mayor of the Village of Clifton. Ohio Chautauqua runs June 13th through the 17th. Alex, thanks for your time and information today.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
This interview was an excerpt from our Sunday morning community affairs program called WYSO Weekend. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us on NPR One and at WYSO.org.